News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I hope you're having a good morning this morning. Lots of going on here in Pensacola this week because it is Red, White, and Blues Week here in Pensacola. So remember that you can hear on our broadcast, you can hear the broadcast this weekend on Saturday. We'll be broadcasting live the narration for the show. So if you're out on a boat or you're on the beach, just tune into News Radio 92.3 and you'll have your own private narration for the show. But in the meantime, I'm so excited to have as my guest this morning, Jim, and his last name is Ponick. He is the now current president and CEO of the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce. And I love that because, as many of you know, I have a background in the chamber world myself, and I'm very enthusiastic about those who step up to the plate because it's a lot of responsibility when you're president and CEO of a big chamber of commerce, and they have a big chamber of commerce in Santa Rosa County. So welcome to the show, Jim.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited you're here.
I'm so excited that I just found out that you were a chamber president and CEO also. So I was like, wow.
A couple chambers over the years. I was with Gulf Breeze Chamber and also most recently with the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. I love the chamber. I have a chamber heart. I love what chambers do, and I think it's just fantastic to how much they give back to the community. And it was a great way for me to meet people. I've met so many people through my work with the chamber world.
It is amazing, right?
I mean, yeah.
So I
want to hear about your background and what you do.
I used to be a Parks and Recreation director all my career for 34 years.
Wow.
And then I got this job over here in Santa Rosa County out there in Milton right off of Avalon.
Uh-huh.
And, Donna Tucker was the past CEO there.
I know
there.
Donna well, yes.
And she built this amazing, beautiful building, two-story. It's like when you drive by, it's like a two-story white house.
Oh,
and,
neat.
And I kind of took this over, and it's just been awesome. And, yeah, so many great people with our chamber. We have, like, over 600 members
now. It's a large chamber. We have a lot of chambers in this area, and they all work together and support each other. But it is a large chamber because you have the north end and the south end.
Yes, we do. And a lot of businesses, you know, we do our, like you know, we do the breakfast, the lunch, and the after hours every month.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great time, great place to meet people and businesses all from all over the area, not just, you know, Santa Rosa County,
right.
but all the surrounding areas, too,
mm-hmm.
so which is kind of awesome. But,
So I'm excited for you. So you've been doing it a couple of years, and now you're getting to know everybody in Santa Rosa County. So
yes.
I suspect that your plate is full. So I wanted this time to be your time to talk about whatever you'd like to talk about in terms of the Santa Rosa County Chamber. Well, so where do you want to start?
Yeah, so our chamber, we're very active. Like if you were in town on the 4th of July, we had this huge car show, car and bike
show. I saw that on Facebook.
Oh, sure. It was awesome. And it was, you know, so... We moved it to our chamber building a couple of years ago because it used to be Riverfest, and the city of Milton, they do the evening, the afternoon
right.
session, and then now we do the morning, and we kind of keep it at two different locations. And we had 120 cars.
Great. Where did you park them all? That'd be my first question.
They fit. Yeah, it was great. 120
wow.
cars, 14 bikes. I mean, and
goodness
we had like
gracious.
28 vendors. So it's
wow.
like, is this everybody's? It was good. And then so our next thing is... And it's casino night. And
that's, yes.
And I want to. That's what I'm plugging today. It's
tell
casino
us about
night.
It. When is it? And what does it involve? And
so it's next Saturday.
Okay.
So Saturday the 25th. Doors open at 5:30 p.m. So it's a dinner. It's open bar, and it's casino gambling. You know, you get a promotional chip, you know, and you get a chance to kind of gamble and
Ooh.
Have fun without losing a lot of money, right?
Well, so. that last part's important to me.
Exactly.
I get caught up in it, and I start throwing chips around, and the next thing you know, I'm in trouble. So as long as you promise me I won't lose too much.
You won't lose
okay,
too much. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. We have a lot of prizes that we're giving away. I mean, there's at the end of the night, you turn in your chips, and then you get a chance to raffle to win some prizes.
Fun.
And it's just great. I mean, think about it. And there's like 200 people. That show up, and it's just a fun night. It's at the Pensacola. It's at the Milton Auditorium.
Oh, perfect.
And
okay.
So right by our down the road from our office.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot of fun.
Now, do you dress up for casino night? Or you
can. We don't really have a theme. It's
okay.
like going to Vegas.
Well, going to Vegas is a theme.
Yes.
In and of itself.
We've had a few people like really dressed up.
Yeah,
apart,
I think you got
fun.
To get in the spirit of it.
And I'll dress it. You know, I'll put in my casino boss. You know, you know, the pit boss kind of jacket.
Oh, there you go. Look out. There's the bouncer.
The bouncer, yeah.
I love it. It's, well, that's what fun, so much fun about Chambers, and I'm assuming the money that, from this event is going back to the Chambers programs and things?
It goes back to the Community Foundation, which is the building. So we help pay the building off, and we support the Community Foundation. We have a 501c3.
Nice.
And we're always looking for people to donate to the Community Foundation so we can help charities and give out scholarships.
Which is great.
So that's what this goes to. So it's a tax write-off, you know, for you as a 501c3. We'd love to have you. We have like 30 tickets left.
Well, then you better get it today.
Yeah.
You better get on the. So how do we get them? We go to the website or phone or?
Go to our website, you know, at srcchamber.com.
Okay.
And go to the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce. .com and then you can register, or you can call us, or you can come down to the office and get some tickets. And also, if you're a business out there and you want to sponsor a gaming table or something, we still have a few sponsors.
Oh, that's good to know. Yeah.
And which gets you a couple tickets also. And if you have any prizes you want to donate, we're always looking for a new car or something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Something small.
Yeah, something small.
but baskets of goodies are good as well, right?
Yes, we'll take the small stuff, too.
Okay, good.
But, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, we'd love to have it. It's a great, great event. And then also, you know, if you're looking to be, if you're just out there and you want to get connected to a group of people, join our chamber. Join our chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd love to have you. We have a lunch tomorrow.
Oh, gosh, okay.
It's over at Ace's Hangar.
Uh-huh.
And lunch is at 12 noon. And
if I'm not a chamber member yet, can I try it out?
Yes, you can come out and just have lunch with us. You get to meet a few people, and next thing you know, you're going to want to join.
Because yeah.
I mean, we just have it's a family kind of atmosphere, and it's really enjoyable. I mean, you know.
Well, I love it, and I think it's the best. Personally, I think if you have a new business, and even if you've been around for a while, it's truly the best way to connect with the community, meet new people. And sometimes when you have been around a while, I think that membership in a chamber is even more important because you get to meet the newer folks.
Yes.
And you don't want to get, you know, sideswiped by not realizing that, oh, my gosh, this person's new and they're doing a great job. It's like you're in the know, and you get updates and legislative updates and education. I mean, there's so much information available to you. In addition to just the benefits of being a member.
Yes. We have the ambassadors also.
Yes.
And they go out and they help with ribbon cuttings and stuff like that. And it gets them connected with people. And like you say, new businesses, they're the first ones to get to meet them.
Right.
I mean, it's terrific, right?
That's right.
So I would have never thought. I always have been involved with Chamber of Commerce's and with my background.
Right.
But I never knew what really happened. Behind the scenes.
It's a lot.
And there's a lot going on.
It is a lot. Typically, you have a small staff, and I know that you're in that same boat.
Yep.
So much of what's done is by the volunteers and the chamber members.
Yes.
And that's what's neat, because then you'll have a committee for an event that the chambers find. I know y'all do a Mardi Gras, and I think you do Christmas parade, I believe.
We used to help out with the parade. We don't do the parade no more.
Oh, okay.
But our big thing is the awards banquet.
There you go.
You know, we have a Jeep show, and we've got the car show, and then we have a casino night, which is next Friday. I mean, next Saturday, July 25th. And then our next big thing is our golf tournament on October 2nd.
Oh, okay.
And so that's the annual golf tournament, and it's awesome. And we'd love to have you for that, too. So.
Okay. Well, there's opportunities to either be in the tournament or you can volunteer for all of these different things. And I know the Chamber's always looking for new members.
We're always looking for new members. And, you know, you can just be an individual out there that's like you just moved here and you don't really have a business. We have individual memberships for $100.
Oh, that's very reasonable.
Well, it gets you involved and you just come out and you get to meet people. And then next thing you know, you're meeting employment agencies. You're meeting different people. And then you get your name out there. So I highly recommend that, especially if you're out of work. So just come on out.
All right. We're talking with Jim Ponick. He is the president and CEO of the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And one of the things we love to do is hear your comments and your questions. So if you have a question for Jim about the chamber, or maybe you're a member, let us know how it's going for you. Just text that on in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back with Pep Talk right after the break. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I am here this morning with Jim, who is the president and CEO of the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce. You've been at it a couple of years now, and I just love the fact that we were just sitting here talking the break. It's so funny when you find out you have so many things in common with people, but one thing we share is our love of what a Chamber of Commerce can do for the community, but also what it can do for you as an individual person, business. We had to actually have some individuals, like you were saying before the break, that join or not necessarily affiliated with a business, but want to be a part of the community.
Yes.
And that's another option.
It's terrific, you know, especially like we have a few members just joined here the other day. They join, they do a ribbon cutting, and they get to meet all the ambassadors, and then they get involved. Like, we have some other meetings, too. We do our MAC meetings called the Military Affairs Committee meeting.
That's important. And you all have a special connection with the military because
yes,
of your
do.
Location. Talk a little bit about that.
So Whiting Field and the connections that we have, and, I mean, just some great people out there and with all the stuff that's going on around Whiting Field. And, and so we'll do a Military Affairs Committee meeting. Every other month we do an EDGE meeting, which is Economic Development, Growth, and Education meeting, which we just had here yesterday morning.
How was that? Is it good news or bad news?
It's all great news. You know, but there's so many great things going on in our area, and you know, we'd love to, for you to be a member. I mean, like I told you, we're a little over 600 paid members.
Wow.
We have, like, I think 9,000 followers on our Facebook.
That's great.
So, I mean, we're very active, and so if you want to come down and meet us, you know, we're at 4315 Avalon Boulevard.
What are your hours there at the office?
So we're 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Thursday. And Fridays, it's depending because our events, we have a lot of events going on. So usually around 9 to about 2, 9 to 1 on Fridays. This depends on what kind of event. Like, we have a lunch going on this Friday.
Okay.
Right? So come and join us at the Aces Hangar. It's going to be a great lunch.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So do you have a speaker at the lunch, or is it more of a kind of a social business networking event? How does that work?
Tomorrow we have a sponsor for that event. And I don't have that with
me. That's okay.
Yeah, you got me on that one.
Sorry.
Jamie will get mad at me at the office.
She's okay.
You should have known that one. But, yeah, so it's going to be great. We'd love to have you at lunch tomorrow.
Okay.
So.
And then I know that you do some of the other typical things. You have the business after hours, and you also have the breakfast. So when do y'all typically have yours?
So the business after hours is usually the second Tuesday of every month after hours.
Uh-huh.
And then our lunch is usually the third Friday.
Okay.
And then the breakfast is usually the last Friday of the month.
Oh, good. Okay, and, so you could actually sign up for the next breakfast.
Yes.
Okay.
And we'd love to have them. Breakfasts are great. And we try going to different restaurants and different locations.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah.
But yeah. So I think the next one, actually, I think we're at Ace's Hangar. Actually, no, we're at Jim and Nick's in August for our breakfast.
Oh, nice.
We do not have one next at the end of the month because of casino night.
Gotcha. Okay.
So.
All right. Well, I want to hear a little bit more about casino night. And for those of you just joining us, I'm talking to Jim Ponick. He's the president and CEO of the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce. So if you've got a question or comment for him, 850-437-1620. Okay. I want to hear more about this casino night. You got me intrigued now.
So casino night, it's a lot of fun. It's like going to Vegas. So you're going to come in. And doors are going to be open. There's going to be a red carpet. You're going to walk in.
Fine.
There's a poker tournament that happens right at the beginning that you can get in. And we've had different winners every year.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a trophy and you get some prizes for that.
It's bragging rights.
And then if you lose in the poker tournament, you can go right out into the population of the casino, which we have like craps tables and blackjack tables and three card poker tables.
Oh boy!
I mean, it's legitimate.
And
there's like 15 gaming tables out there.
Wow!
We got an open bar just like Vegas. you know, it's great. And then the dinner is sponsored by Sonny's.
Oh, so there's dinner, too?
Oh, yeah. Dinner comes with this.
Okay.
And it's Sonny's, and they actually, Eldon over there at Sonny's, he takes
care
of us.
We know him well. He comes here every Friday.
He's
on
a superstar.
Show.
And he like, slices the beef right in front of you.
Yeah.
And it's like fancy stuff. He even wears his cowboy hat and,
fringe shirt the whole night.
Oh,
yards.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's sexy out there. You got to see old Eldon. But, yeah, we'd love to have everybody out there. We got like 30 tickets left.
How much are the tickets, Jim?
So they're $85 per person or $160 for a couple.
Okay.
And like you said, if you want to have a gaming table sponsorship, we can work with you on that too.
Perfect. So, okay. And what's the best way to get those tickets?
You can come down to our office. at Santa Rosa County Chamber, or you can go online to register, and that's srcchamber.com.
Okay. So I know that you've been in the position for a few years now, and so I'm sure you've gotten very acclimated to our area and to Santa Rosa County. So I would love to hear your personal impressions of the people of Santa Rosa County, what it's like to be in your position now, because it's kind of hard. You come in, you came up from Panama City.
Yes.
So you may know a few folks, but you know, now you've kind of gotten to know us. And can you tell us a little bit about what you love about Santa Rosa County and why it's so fun to be the chamber executive that you are?
You know, it's kind of like growing up when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
It's got that hometown atmosphere. It's this, everybody kind of knows each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's just good old, it is this old school, like, real town life, right?
Right.
So that's what I like about it. I mean, everybody's just genuine. Like, we really are, as a chamber, we're a family. And this getting to know all these different businesses and stuff, it's just been terrific.
That's wonderful. We're talking with Jim Ponick. He is the president and CEO of the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Jim in just a couple minutes. Talk a little bit more about casino night on Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We are here this morning talking with Jim Ponick. He is the president and CEO of the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce. I'll tell you what, y'all got a lot going on.
Yes, we do. Yes.
A lot going on. Every chamber in this town is very busy this time of year, I can tell you that.
Yes, we're it's crazy at our office right now, and since we just had that car show, and now we're going into casino night next weekend, Saturday the 25th, so I'd love to have you out there. It'd be great.
And you still have some tickets left, so where can they go to get those tickets?
So they come right down at the Santa Rosa County Chamber on Avalon, and or you can go on and register online at srcchamber.com.
Okay, so a lot going on with the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce. So what do you think after a couple of years? Are you going to stick around for a bit?
Yeah, I'll be here for a little bit. You know, I thought it was going to be, I was going to come down, take this job a little bit slower, you know,
mm-hmm.
semi-retirement kind of job. And what is it, hugging babies, kissing mamas all the time? But no, that's not what's happening.
That's a small part of it, yeah. It's interesting. Until you sit in the chair, you have no idea all the different things.
It's so busy. And,
yeah, but fun busy.
Yeah, but the wonderful people we've met, and I think we're doing an okay job. I mean, we're kind of, you know, connecting people with people, so
it's that's
great.
What it's all about.
Yep.
And that business networking is so key and so important. But and the spirit that you bring to the community, that chamber, how long have y'all been there? It's a long time.
Oh, so this is good. So next year, September 27th, 2027, will be the 90th birthday.
Wow.
Of the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce.
I knew it was a long time, but I didn't realize it was 90 years.
90 years.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
And we're going to put on a bash next year. We're
yeah.
still going to work on that. So if you're out there, you want to be one of our big sponsors, we'd love to have you, because we're already planning for it next year.
We've got the 250th this week. It was 4th of July. We've got the 80th for our Blue Angels and NAS Pensacola. So now 90th for the Santa Rosa County Chamber. Incredible.
Yeah, pretty
so
cool.
Exciting. It's very cool. Okay, so the casino night's coming up. You don't want to miss that. They've got business hours. They have all the typical chamber functions every month.
Yep.
So check out their calendar, which you can find on their website, which is at...
SRCchamber.com.
Okay, so check that out. You can probably Google Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce,
yes,
too, if that's a little easier for you.
Yep.
Is there a phone number?
Yes, our phone number is 850-623-2339.
Okay, Jim, I'm so happy to have you come on the show and get a chance to spend some time with you. I wish you the best of luck. I know already, I've heard through, you know, there's a little rumor mill around here that you're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks.
So thank you for coming in. This is Pep Talk. Really appreciate you being here. We'll have to have you back again soon.
Thanks, Meg.
Okay, thanks so much, Jim. And thanks to the Santa Rosa County Chamber of Commerce, their ambassadors, their volunteers, their board of directors, all the people that do so much to help our community. This is Pep Talk. I'm Meg. I'm here Monday through Fridays, 9 to 11.